Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Fallingbostel,
Germany.
A Fallingbostel-based soldier who used his own body as a shield to protect three Afghan children from gunfire has received the Military Cross for his bravery. Corporal Carl Taylor from 3rd Battalion, the Mercian Regiment, recently received his medal from Prince Charles at a ceremony in Buckingham Palace. The incident that led to Corporal Taylor's accolade happened in March 2011, when he was on Op Herrick 14 as part of the Armoured Infantry Company, based out of PB Atal in Helmand Province. The company was conducting a patrol as part of a joint operation with the ANP to clear an area near an insurgent stronghold. Carl takes up the story.
During the patrol, we came under contact from multiple firing positions, and at this point our platoon was contacted from the east. At this point, we'd entered a compound to use as cover. There was a group of women that were in there that was distressed, so using the interpreter, I went over to speak to them, and they informed me that their children were stuck outside and they was worried for the safety of the children. Straight away I then went and had a look to see where the children were, and then realised that they was in danger, and then quickly gave the section a quick brief on what was going on, and then dashed out and brought one of the children back. And then it was at this point the platoon commander had pushed forward to the lead section, and then he seen what was going on, and then him and myself, we then ran out and grabbed the remaining two children and took them into the safety of the compound back to the parents.
Explain to me just how dangerous that decision was and whether you actually considered the danger at the time.
At the time I didn't really think about it, it just happened, it's just, the instinct just took over, and everyone's always in danger when they're out on patrol, but it was just lucky that no one got injured. Luckily I had the lads giving fire support, so that helped. I just ran as fast as I could.
When did you actually discover that your name was down for the Military Cross?
In March last year, I got a phone call from the commanding officer at the time, and he informed me that I'd been awarded the Military Cross. I thought I was in trouble. Luckily I wasn't. I didn't think anything had come off it, and he just came out of the blue.
Of course, there was a bit of a wait then between finding out that you'd received it and going to back to the UK, to Buckingham Palace, to actually be handed your medal. Tell me about that experience.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I got to take my family to Buckingham Palace and got my medal awarded from Prince Charles, and was there with other members of the public that was been awarded for other things, and members of the armed forces that were getting MBEs and OBEs, etc. It was a good day. I got to meet quite a few good people, and something like that doesn't come along very often.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Fallingbostel.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.